This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports writing program. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us in several different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion for the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. So much to talk about in the sports world. From down under, the defending champion, Roger Federer, goes down to Tsitsipas. And I'll tell you what, I woke up late throughout the evening to check that one out, people. And it was unbelievable. It was amazing. It was electric. So if you don't know what's going on down under, there is a major tennis tournament going on, the Australian Open, and the defending champion Roger Federer goes down to one of the young bucks. And to me, that's a huge story. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about the Australian Open because Francis Tiafoe, a young American making his way, and I'm loving watching him and just having a lot of fun watching the Americans play. So much other stuff to get into. Obviously, the NFL playoffs. We'll talk about the AFC and the NFC championship game. NBA, we got you covered. Mike, before we get to a break, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm just ready for championship Sunday, man. Let's do this.
I feel you, man. So we're going to get into it, people. A lot to discuss. The sports world is so fun. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
The new year is here, and if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, and you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, and use the promo code BARR, B-A-R-R.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses, because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And goal, and the Patriots drive it the distance for the touchdown. 83 yards in 14 plays with Michelle finishing it off.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, and it is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Tons of ways to do it. You can get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can call us, 1-800-878-7529. So much to talk about in the sports world. Obviously, we're hearing those clips of the Tom Brady, and we know that the Patriots are back in the AFC Championship game, a very, very familiar spot for them. Eight consecutive. It's just unbelievable. It's remarkable. There's only one other guy that I can compare Tom Brady to in that sense, and that's LeBron James. When you think about what those two guys do, it's like, just give me a cast of characters and I'll get them to the promised land. So we know that there's big games that will be happening a little bit later on today, the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game. Like I said, Patriots playing the Chiefs, and then on the other side, you have the Rams playing the Saints. But right now, we're going to switch gears like we always do here on the program, and we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada, to talk to him about some hockey. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. It's Championship Sunday, John. I mean, we don't get this all that often. Obviously, it only happens once a year. And then after this, we have that final contest, which would be the Super Bowl. But with you, we obviously talk hockey. Sometimes we talk baseball, too. So we can always do that as well. But right now, hockey's definitely on my mind. And, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning, I mean, it just seems like we continue to talk about their dominance and how well they're playing. A 16-point lead over anybody on their side. And then if you were to talk about the other side, the Calgary Flames, I guess, are close to them at 69 points. But really just continuing to just whip up on the league are the Tampa Bay Lightning, John.
Well, they certainly are. And you know, we keep talking about this team, and it looks like it's somewhat of a juggernaut. They're leading the league in just about every important category. Toronto Maple Leafs went into Tampa Bay on Thursday night and played an excellent game, actually beat the Lightning at their own game. It was probably one of the best hockey games I've seen in a long, long time. Toronto looked very good against Tampa Bay, made Tampa Bay look like an ordinary team. Then the following night, Toronto go across state to the Florida Panthers and lay an egg. So, you know, Tampa maybe brings out the best in some of these teams, but when you look at where they are, they're leading the league in wins. They've got the fewest losses. They've got the most points. They're an amazing 20-5 at home. They've scored 199 goals. They're plus 59, 7-3 in their last 10. This is a team that's on pace for about 127, 128 points. Translate that to a baseball season, you're looking at about 128, 129 wins. And if we were sitting here talking about a baseball team that had the possibility of winning close to 130 games, we'd be talking about one of the best teams in the history of the game. So maybe that puts it into perspective just how well Tampa Bay has been playing this year.
No, that's very interesting. Excuse me. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us. We're talking Tampa Bay Lightning right now, NHL hockey. And, you know, John, if that is the case, and they do continue at this clip, first and foremost, what will that do for the Tampa Bay Lightning as far as putting them in history with the NHL? What does that do for them?
Well, it would certainly put them in history in terms of one of the best seasons ever. And when you compare the best seasons ever, you're talking a slightly apples and oranges situation, because you go back to what many of us consider the best team in hockey, and that was the Montreal Canadiens of the late 70s, where in two consecutive years, one year they lost 8 games, the next year they lost 10. In those days, there were still ties in the league. So there were points for ties. There weren't those extra 3-point games that we have now. So it's probably unfair to compare those two teams, because we're talking a different game in terms of the point standings. We're talking a different game in terms of the way that the game is played. So perhaps an unfair comparison. But what it would do for Tampa Bay is it would put them in the upper echelon of recent teams. But the problem is that they have yet to prove, other than one Stanley Cup in the early 2000s, which was before the lockout, so therefore before the run-and-gun style that we see today in the NHL, they really haven't been a team that's been built for the playoffs. They're sort of looking at the same stigma that the Washington Capitals were looking at prior to last year. Great regular season team, not built for the playoffs. I think for Tampa this year, the real test is going to come for them when they have to get into that playoff style of hockey, which is a little bit more tight-checking. Most games now involving the Tampa Bay Lightning are akin to a track meet. We know that doesn't work in the playoffs, so I think that's their next goal, is to get to the playoffs, change their style enough to be successful in the playoffs. Maybe then they can be looked at as one of the real classic teams of the 2000s.
Hey, John, it's Mike. Good morning. Hey, we're getting closer and closer to that NHL trade deadline. Who are going to be the buyers? Who are going to be the sellers in the before we get to the trade deadline for the NHL?
Well, good morning, Mike. Interesting question, and I don't think anybody really has the answer to that, because there are so many teams that are grouped in terms of where they are in the standings, what they need. My guess is it's going to be more of a buyer's market than a seller's market, and I say that because a lot of the teams that would be normally looking to get rid of high-priced veterans because the team isn't doing that well are faced with players that either have no movement clauses or have high contracts. And we both know that in both situations, those kinds of players are extremely hard to move. So you're looking at a player that, if he's going to waive a no-trade clause, he's only going to waive it for going to a team that has a very good chance of winning a Stanley Cup or some kind of a contract extension. So I'm going to say right now that there's probably lots of players out there that are candidates to be traded. A couple of guys in Ottawa would be the ones that immediately come to mind, but a lot of these guys are expensive and have no movement clauses, which makes them very difficult to deal.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us here talking NHL hockey. Hey, John, along those lines, what about some of those teams like the bottom feeders, like the LA Kings, the Arizona Coyotes, the Blackhawks, the Blues, the Devils, the Flyers? You kind of get where I'm going with this. The Wings, the Ottawa Senators. What do those teams do come trade deadline? Do they have a fire sale, or what do those teams do to help them with their future, I guess?
Well, I guess it goes back to my earlier comment, Andy, that a lot of the players on those teams are guys that are tied in with long-term, expensive, no-movement contracts, and they become very difficult to move. And again, I take a look at the Los Angeles Kings and the Chicago Blackhawks, for example. You know, you're talking some great players. You're talking Drew Doughty. You're talking Jonathan Quick. You're talking Patrick Kane. You're talking Duncan Keith, Jonathan Taves, Corey Crawford, if he ever gets healthy again. You're talking guys that are expensive but have long-term big-dollar contracts. And, you know, do these guys want to give up on a situation? And let's take Jonathan Taves as an example. Here's a guy that's a Blackhawk through and through. Does he want to walk away from the opportunity to rebuild on success because he wants more personal success? excuse me. My feeling would be no. Here's a guy that's won three Stanley Cups with that team. Does he really have anything to gain by moving to another organization and agreeing to some kind of a trade? My guess is a guy like that wants to stay with the Blackhawks. Same thing with Drew Doughty in L.A. He's won a couple of Stanley Cups. He probably sees himself as being the foundation around which that team tries to rebuild, and hopefully in 3 to 5 years, when they can get back to being competitive, he'll still be healthy enough and young enough and talented enough to make a contribution. So I don't see guys like that getting moved. The guys I see getting moved are probably second and third line players that are on expiring contracts that somebody can flip for a couple of draft picks here and there. I'm not sure I see any of the really big stars moving, even though all of the teams that you mentioned have at least two or three players that would normally be candidates to be flipped at a trade deadline.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna make the comparison. It's interesting that you're saying that, because I think in the NBA or MLB, pretty much any other league, those teams would be having a fire sale and trying to figure out ways to help themselves for the future. Hey, I'm gonna let you go on this one, John. And as always, you know, we appreciate you so much as always joining us, and we look forward to talking to you. But I got to ask you, man, it is Championship Sunday, man, and I know that you do watch some football. So who do you like in the games today, Patriots or the Chiefs? Who do you got?
Well, looking at the National Conference first, as much respect I have for the Los Angeles Rams, I just think the New Orleans Saints at home with that huge home field advantage, or home dome advantage, I guess is what we should call it, because that's what it is. I just don't see the Rams having the wherewithal to compete with the Saints today in that environment. I just think it's New Orleans from home field advantage, exactly. The other game is a little bit interesting, because over the course of the season, Kansas City has been a better team. But to your point earlier with Tom Brady, here's a guy that, you know, it seems to me that you surround him with any cast of characters, and all of a sudden, you know, he produces a championship. And I'm not sure what the number is, but it's 8 or 9 AFC games in a row. It's a phenomenal number. You know, at some point in time, he's obviously going to have to give it up. And if he has his best day, I can see him unnerving Kansas City because of his reputation and the lack of recent playoff experience for Kansas City. I think a lot depends on the weather, too. But, you know, at the end of the day, I got to go with Kansas City on home field advantage, and I think that's probably worth 3 points, maybe 4. I'm looking for that to be the tighter of the two games, but at the end of the day, I think we're looking at both of the home teams being victorious.
Hey, great stuff, John Poulter. Maybe we may have to start talking to you about football in the future. That was pretty good right there.
Well, I do my best, Andy. You know that.
Hey, have a great Sunday, John. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Take care. Always a pleasure.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down hockey and a little bit of the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us a few different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For the Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We had upsets down under. Defending champion Roger Federer goes down to CeCe Pass, one of the young bucks, up-and-comers in the sport. We had a big UFC matchup Saturday night. We have NBA basketball to talk about. We obviously have the AFC and the NFC championship football games to talk about. So we're not at a loss of things to talk about, people. Can always get on the horn and give us a buzz. And we love the people that listen to us on Sirius XM Channel 211. We really appreciate you people chiming in, and we want to hear your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Mike, I do want to talk a little NBA hoops with you. And you know, the other day you and I were talking just on the phone, just doing what we do, talking sports and just kind of hanging out and talking about life. And, you know, I said to you, James Harden, I know he's in an amazing run and everything, and he's been spectacular. But I said to you, you know, I kind of felt like the guy was a ball hog at the same time. However, I may have to retort that, because after what I saw from him on Saturday night, late in the ball game, when the Lakers, and by the way, if you didn't watch that ball game, people, you missed one hell of a show, because it looked like the Lakers were going to win this game, and then all of a sudden, Eric Gordon's forced to take a three-pointer, and he nails it, and it's nothing but nylon, and then boom, we're going into overtime, and Lonzo Ball gets hurt, they don't have LeBron. I mean, the Lakers, in all honesty, I've been relatively impressed, Mike, with what I've seen from them. But I want to get back to my point on James Harden real quick, and then I'll let you get involved. James Harden did something in that game that I honestly couldn't believe I saw. Toward the end of the game, he literally deferred and did not try to get the ball passed to him. He let Eric Gordon be the guy to get the ball, and he let Eric Gordon be the guy to make those important free throws at the end of the game. And James Harden sitting on 48 points, and he could have had this streak of 50 points continue. And to me, that was the ultimate unselfishness by James Harden. So I want to apologize to James Harden and say, look, bro, I was watching you a week ago and I had a much different feeling. And now after what I saw you do at the end of the ball game, when you're sitting on 48 and you know that he knew, Mike, that he was real close to 50, but yet the guy deferred and let Gordon get that ball numerous times, not once, but numerous times to seal that deal. I actually think James Harden is one hell of a teammate in that sense now. So congratulations to James Harden.
Oh, absolutely. Excuse me there. But here's the other thing. He allowed himself to be the decoy. Like, he didn't, you know, he wasn't, you know, complaining after the game or a thing. I mean, he wouldn't complain anyways after a win. I mean, that'd be kind of ridiculous. But, you know, he let D'Antoni coach the team and figure out, hey, if I use Harden as the decoy, everybody's going to slide to him, move towards him. And Eric Gordon, let's face it, Eric Gordon's no slouch of a shooter. He's a decent shooter. And, you know, the shot that he took last night wasn't, you know, some smooth kind of shot. He kind of hesitated a little bit, and it almost looked like he double pumped the shot, but he got it up and he knocked it down. And you're exactly right with James Harden. James, you got to give all the credit to him to allow to be coached in a situation like that, and knowing that he is so close to this streak of 50 points in three or four straight games says a lot about who he is and says a lot about his ability to be coached. And that's really refreshing to see, man. I mean, it really is in this day and age of the NBA.
No, I gotta say, you know, I may have jumped the gun a little bit. However, I do think he's gonna have to adjust once CP3 and a couple of the other guys that are injured come back to that floor. He isn't gonna have the ball in his hands as much as he does right now. So I think that'll be the biggest adjustment. Hey, speaking of adjustments, what the heck is going on with your Boston Celtics? You know, I know they're winning, but Marcus Smart altercation the other night, I believe on Saturday, gets tossed, and they just seem to be a little bit disheveled. There's something going on there in Boston that the Knicks, Mike, it just doesn't seem to be having the same success that it did at least last season, at least yet to this point.
Yeah, at least to this point. And I think a lot of it really does have to deal with, you got Hayward back, you got Kyrie back, and I mean, let's face it, that's a nice problem to have when you're coming into the season. You're going to get Kyrie Irving back. You're going to get Gordon Hayward back. You know, two very solid players. But those young guys, the Jaylen Browns, the Jason Tatums, the Terry Rozier's, they've had to adjust to new roles because they took a lot of the minutes of Kyrie. They took a lot of the minutes of Gordon Hayward when he was out for the whole year, and they got used to it. And just being young players, I just don't think they've adjusted the way that Brad Stevens would want, that the fans would want, certainly that I would want. And I just got a feeling that Trader Danny, even though he says there's nothing going to happen between on the trade deadline and all that kind of thing, I still think he pulls a trigger on something to kind of mix it up and maybe bring in a guy who knows his role, who knows, you know, that he's a role player and this is what he's going to have, what that player is going to have to do. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, they've won three straight since Kyrie's kind of threw his fit and kind of came out in the media and kind of sold some guys out a little bit. But, you know, I mean, that kind of stuff happens all the time. For everybody to be shocked about what Kyrie said and that there's dissension, I mean, all you got to do is look on the other coast and look at Golden State between KD and Draymond. I mean, that kind of stuff, it happens in the course of a season. It's a long season, but you're right. I mean, there's something going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of in terms of this chemistry with Boston, and they got to figure it out because they're better than a fifth seed. They just are, and they're just not showing it right now.
No, look, I agree. I think they're a very tough out when it comes NBA playoff time. That the Celtics will figure out. I almost think it's like a really good problem. He has all these guys, and he's got to figure out how to work the minutes for all these guys. I really think that that's more the problem at this point. You brought up some interesting stuff, though. You know, the Golden State Warriors, they have been struggling, but as of late, they're not struggling. They've won seven straight games, and boom, now this team is back on top of the Western Conference in a familiar spot that we've seen them for the past several years. Oklahoma City at the third spot. You got the Nuggets hanging on to the number two spot. Portland's at the four spot. The Rockets at the five spot. San Antonio at the six spot. Jazz and then the Clippers rounding out the top eight. If you noticed, I did not mention the LA Lakers because after the loss to the Houston Rockets, they are now out of the top eight. And it just shows you how important and how desperate they are to have LeBron James back on that floor. But with that being said, I'll tell you what, Kyle Kuzma has been playing fantastic. The guy is a scorer. He's a nice second fiddle there to LeBron. But I do think that they're missing pieces, Mike. They have to figure some things out a little bit. And I do hear the music. I know we got to take a break. I love talking NBA hoops with you, bro. We may have to do that a little more. And we may have to figure out a way to get our buddy Gary on to talk to us a little bit. So, anyways, we do have to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to come back and we'll continue talking about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Quick to his feet. That's poked away by Smart. Tatum gives it back to Smart. Back to Tatum for the two-handed jam.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Allen up top to Carter, fakes the three, dribbles inside. Azubuike backing up, gives it to Allen at the top, six to shoot. Allen buff, ball poked free. Trent, left wing, hoists a deep three, rattles it home! 4 feet behind the arc, and Gary Trent Jr.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
That is just a fact of life.
That's right, people. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there, too. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. And if you heard that clip, college basketball, we're going to make that transition. We're going to talk a little college hoops. And, you know, you had a few undefeated teams go on the road to some hostile environments as far as it goes in college basketball, Mike. You know, you had the Duke Blue Devils at home playing against Virginia, who had been undefeated up until that point. And that was a thriller of a game. 72-70 was the final there. You had Michigan going to Wisconsin to play there, where Wisconsin is really, really tough to play at home, as I know, because I obviously am born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. But the truth is that they've always played well at home. They get that victory 64-54 over Michigan, who was also an undefeated team until they went into the Kohl Center there at Madison, Wisconsin. But I'll tell you what, man. College hoops, bro. I always say this, but I really think it this year. Honestly, I really do. It is absolutely wide open, my friend. It could be Tennessee. It could be Florida State. It could be Michigan. It could be Duke. It could be Kansas. It could be a whole heck of a lot of teams that actually wind up cutting down those nets at the end of March and April there, Mike. So I'm excited, and you know what? We're now into it. You know, it's the conferences now. We're going to have those conference championships coming up here soon, and then bam, we've got March Madness. So this year, more than others, bro, I really feel like the field is completely wide open.
It is absolutely completely wide open. And hey, I don't know if I heard Tennessee in there. You're listing a bunch of teams.
I mentioned Tennessee, bro. I did.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I'm getting old, so maybe I'm not hearing stuff. But, yeah, I'm totally on the Tennessee train. Duke was challenged yesterday. That is a good Virginia team. You just got to be prepared with Virginia to play a lot of half-court sets. You can't get up and down. They're going to slow the pace on you. You got to be patient with them. Wisconsin, those Badgers, man, you were telling me during the break, they are tough to beat at home. That is the creature comforts at home yesterday to help them come through. And then the Dorfies, you know, Kansas, they fall to West Virginia. And, you know, I don't know if Kansas, you know, everybody gets real high on Kansas. And then, you know, you get to the tournament and it's just they fall in the first or second round. I don't know how much I really trust those guys. Texas Tech, you know, they go down to Baylor in a kind of a wide open, kind of crazy kind of game. And then, hey, I'm telling you, don't sleep on Va Tech, man. Virginia Tech, they're gonna make a tough out in the tournament, just the way their style of play. So, yeah, I mean, conference season, even out here in the Pac-12, which is, I don't know, in my opinion, just weak as anything, but you know, Arizona State gets the home sweep over the Oregon schools this weekend, which is good for them. But let's face it, the West Coast, besides Gonzaga, is really just kind of shut out of the whole top 20, top 25. And this is going to be the tournament, the NCAA tournament, is going to be an East Coast tournament, Midwest tournament this year.
You know, and since you just mentioned Tennessee, and I agree with you, I think that's a good basketball team. They had a tough one. They only won 71-68 over an Alabama team that is okay, a little bit under 500 in the SEC. Gonzaga, I mean, they rolled it on Portland 89-66. And like you said, you know, Kansas loses. That was also a good ball game, man. I mean, 65-64, that's a pretty good game. And 42-41 in the second half. So I don't think can get any closer than that when you think about it. And in general, that was just a tight ball game. Texas Tech, like you said, they go down to Baylor. And Baylor's another one of those teams that they, in general, all these teams play well at home, Mike. It's how you play on the road, and it's how you play on those neutral sites and things along those lines. And that's obviously more important when the postseason play comes. But Virginia Tech, I'm impressed with them. Nevada, we haven't talked about them. Nevada, that's another team that's on this side on the West Coast here too. So Nevada's a good quality team. Kentucky, by the end of the year, what do you think about them? By the end of the year, Calipari usually has his teams pretty ready to go for the tourney.
Yeah, I mean, he does. I know a few Kentucky fans really well, and they're hedging their bets a little bit with the Kentucky team. They kind of go in and out of defense according to them. And they have some actually strong connections to the school and some kind of inside information they share with me. If they can play some defense according to them, they're going to go far. I mean, the point guard for Kentucky, Hagans, I really like. He's big, he's stocky, he can get in the lane, he's quick. But it all comes down to defense with the Cats. And yesterday's game with Auburn, that was a fun game to watch because there was a little bit of everything going on in that game. The team that I've also been told by different sources that you don't want to sleep on is Ole Miss. Ole Miss has some size. They can get up and down the court, and they can play some defense. They took care of Arkansas yesterday, 84-67. And so watch Ole Miss going into the tournament, going into the SEC tournament. But you're exactly right, man. This is the time of the year in college basketball where it starts to get serious. You start to see who the teams really are. They start to show their true colors. It's just going to be fun to watch come once we get into March, man.
Yeah, and, you know, that kid from Ole Miss, Terrence Davis, is a heck of a ball player. He's a stat sheet stuffer. So he can light you up on the scoreboard. He can get rebounds. He gets assists. And the guy's a triple-double kind of guy waiting to happen. But in general, man, I'm liking the way college hoops is. Hey, let me ask you this just in general. Has R.J. Barrett kind of upped his stock in the absence of Trey not being there for them a little bit for the Duke Blue Devils? And has Zion gone down a little bit? And I mean, I know that that's tough to say, but I feel like RJ has shown that he can handle the ball. He can create his own shot. He can, you know, dish for other guys. I just feel like he's a little bit more versatile. But with that being said, I did like the throwdown that Zion had with the opposite hand, and he got hit in the act of doing it. So, I mean, he can finish with either hand. He's really strong. But I just feel like R.J. Barrett has had a chance to really showcase his game with Trey not being in the lineup a little bit, and it's given him an opportunity to showcase all of his talents, Mike.
Yeah, the thing going into the season was with NBA executives, with NBA scouts, they said Barrett was the number one pick or should be the number one pick because he has a better all-around game than Zion. I mean, Zion's just a highlight film waiting to happen from game to game. But Barrett, I think you hit the nail on the head with him. With Trey Jones being out, he does have that ability to show that he can run the point. I mean, shoot, you know, yesterday he has 30 points. How many rebounds? He had 5 rebounds. I mean, he's big, he's long, he can play defense, he can go to the bucket, he can get points. I mean, his stock was already through the roof. If he continues to show what he can do like he did yesterday, there's no reason why that kid can't surpass Zion, his own teammate, as number one pick in the draft. So we'll see going forward. I mean, you know, if I'm the Phoenix Suns or whoever's going to be towards the top of the lottery in the NBA, I'd take either one of these guys. I mean, you could really just flip a coin in terms of who you would want. So yeah, no, I'm pretty bullish on Barrett.
No, but that's a really good point. I mean, when you do think about the draft, obviously, with that upcoming, you know, after the college season for these guys, when you think about the way that the draft goes and everybody's trying to get that guy that can change the face of their franchise, I'm not so sure that they did that in the sense with who they picked this year. And I'm talking about the Phoenix Suns, since you just mentioned that. They took DeAndre Ayton, and if you ask me, I think the guy that's having the biggest impact on the league right now would be Luka Doncic. That guy's just been unbelievable. He's a starter in the Western Conference All-Star game right now, at least right now for the Western Conference. He would be starting, and I think he is going to start. But the point being is that, you know what, maybe you get a piece like that, and it really could help the development of a Devin Booker, because I don't know how the development is being helped with a guy like DeAndre Ayton playing. I just don't see it. I think Luka Doncic would have been the guy to take. I guess from what I've seen so far, he seems like the best rookie out there, Mike, and I think he would have had a direct impact. And can you even think about Luka Doncic playing alongside Devin Booker? I mean, honestly, that to me would have been absolutely unbelievable to see those two guys, but yet it's really hard not to go for that size and get that big piece in the center in DeAndre Ayton. So I can't blame them, but I think it's really important moving forward for all these teams that are in the lottery. How do you put together little pieces to your puzzle to figure out a way to get you to the next level the way that the 76ers did? Let's be honest. I think that they did such a great job of taking these first-round picks and then letting them develop. So, that to me, that's the bigger situation. How do you have this great piece, and how does it fit in with what you currently have?
Yeah, when you think about it with Luka, and I understand, you know, everybody now is like, Luka this, Luka that, but you know, let's face it, back in the draft when we were talking about Luka or who's going to go where, there's always a little bit of skepticism, a little more skepticism when you talk about a Euro player than our homegrown talent that we see every day. There wasn't a lot of film on Luka. Not a lot of people besides NBA guys knew who this kid was, and he was young, and he's been doing this or that in the Euro League over there. So let's just kind of keep it in perspective where everybody was at. Now we know, you know, we've seen it. He's the all-star. He's starting. You know, last night he got tossed. He got ejected last night. You know, and you bring up DeAndre Ayton, who, you know, by all means hasn't had that bad of a rookie year. I mean, he's averaging close to a double-double. But when you compare DeAndre and you compare Luka, you got two guys that just appear to have two different kinds of motors. DeAndre is a little bit more, he's a little more relaxed, he's a little more chill, he's not a rah-rah guy. Luka, he ain't scared of anybody. He's going to fire at, he's going to go after the referees, he's going to go after other guys, they're going to talk smack to him. That kind of stuff doesn't affect him, and I think it doesn't affect him because why? Because he was already playing against grown men in the Euro League. He had to deal with that kind of stuff. So the maturity in terms of his game is miles ahead of these other guys who had to go to college.
No, and I think that's the point here, is that when I'm looking for the next big thing, I'm looking for the guy that is going to have the most impact on his team. And quite frankly, Luka Doncic has had the most impact out of all the rookies on his team. And like you said, DeAndre Ayton, I'm sorry, but the guy should fall out of bed and get a double-double practically, okay? When you're 7 foot tall and all the skills that he has, you practically can do that not even trying. So Luka Doncic, to me, has had the most impact upon his team. And that to me, is what separates him from everybody else at this point. Anyways, got to take another quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that, and then we'll come back and wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
I want to take this time to thank all the coaches who saw something in me and thought I could be a valuable addition to their program. As I end this chapter and begin the next, with the support of my God and my family, in the fall of 2018, I will continue my basketball journey as... I will be joining the Brotherhood of Duke University.
Yeah!
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us in a few different ways. You can follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Call us. Let's talk about the sports world, the week that was, the weekend that is. You can get at us at 1-800-878-7529. Mike, I mean, for the most part, in hour number two, you and I both know we're going to be talking a lot about the NFL and those big games that are happening, the AFC Championship game where we have the Patriots playing the Chiefs. They have to go in a hostile environment there. It'll be fun to talk about that. There's so many different things to talk about with that matchup. And then you have the Saints and you have the Rams playing for it all in the NFC Championship game, my friend. I mean, honestly, dude, I wish they were my team was there. But at the end of the day, I'm just excited for what we have that's going to be playing in those games on this Sunday, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both – you look at the point spreads for both these games. I mean, they're both three-point spreads. So, basically to me, that's a, you know, a pick 'em kind of game. So, I think we're going to have some two really good games. You know, I got my choices that I want, but then my head tells me something else. So, a little tease there. But, yeah, let's get to it. Let's talk about who's going to go in the Super Bowl, man.
All righty, hour number one in the books, hour number two on the horizon, and look for a great interview. We'll have Dale Hellestray, three-time Super Bowl champion, with those Dallas Cowboys from back in the day. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pledged to bring this bill to a vote this week in the United States Senate.
President Donald Trump's compromise offer to Democrats to get funding for a border wall and end the partial government shutdown is a non-starter, according to House Democrats. Trump offered a three-year reprieve for those covered by DACA and those who qualify for temporary protected status. But Democratic Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut tells CNN.
Chiefly amongst, the DACA recipients.
Right.
You know, to say to these young people, you've been living a hell of uncertainty for 2 years,
yeah,
and now you get certainty for three more years, that's a non-starter.
Trump's proposal also includes millions of dollars for humanitarian aid and drug detection technology. Conservative commentator Ann Coulter blasted Trump's proposal, saying it amounts to amnesty, saying we voted for Trump but got Jeb, referring to Jeb Bush. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, a member of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, tells ABC this week there's no reason the president should trust House Speaker Nancy Pelosi when she says open the government, then we'll negotiate on the border wall.
Neither one of them is trusting the other one. The best thing that we can do is resolve what we can resolve. So for Speaker Pelosi to say, trust me, President, open the government, and then I'll negotiate, the president clearly responded, no, I don't trust you right now.
Last week, BuzzFeed reported that President Trump told Michael Cohen to lie to Congress. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office came out the next day saying the report contained inaccurate information. On CNN's State of the Union with Jake Tapper, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani.
As far as I know, President Trump did not have discussions with him, certainly had no discussions with him in which he told him or counseled him to lie. If he had any discussions with him, they'd be about the version of the events that Michael Cohen gave then, which they all believe was true. I believed it was true. I still believe it may be true, because unlike people who want to just believe him, I believe Michael Cohen is a serial liar.
BuzzFeed is standing by its original story. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Desidero assicurare la mia vita.
Pope Francis in St. Peter's Square expressing sorrow for the victims of the bombing at a police academy in Colombia, assuring the population of his closeness with them after the grave terrorist attack that left at least 21 dead. Nearly 70 people were injured. The president of Colombia declared 3 days of mourning after the attack. If you're lucky and the sky is clear, you can watch the Super Blood Wolf Moon lunar eclipse tonight. USA's Wendy King has more on that.
The Super Blood Wolf Moon gets its name because it's the first full moon in January, and wolves howl more at this moon because it's during their breeding season. This eclipse happens during the full moon, and It's closer to the Earth as well, making it a supermoon.
Two shark researchers who came face-to-face with what could be one of the largest great whites ever recorded are using their encounter as an opportunity to push for legislation that would protect sharks in Hawaii. Ocean Ramsey, a shark researcher and conservationist, told the Associated Press that she encountered the 20-foot shark Tuesday near a dead sperm whale off Oahu.
There were, I would say, about 15 random people who had jumped in the water near a dead whale carcass. I saw her heading over there. We headed over there. And as a matter of public safety, I put myself between those inexperienced people who were in these bright colored fins, which were obviously catching her eye, and I gently deterred her.
Ramsey said she's been pushing for a bill that would ban the killing of sharks and rays in Hawaii for several years and hopes this year the measure will actually become law. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening to some of you people. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. It is the Dorf on Sports crew, and this would be the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, get at us in several different ways. Let's talk about the sports world, the week that was, the weekend that is, the AFC and the NFC championship games. What's going on down under with defending champion Roger Federer being ousted by one of the youngsters, Tsitsipas, in four sets. I watched that thing. If you can't tell, I'm still jacked up like crazy. So an amazing week in the sports world, an amazing weekend in the sports world. Get at us. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website, people. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, you ready to talk about the NFL and the championship games or what, my friend?
Oh, absolutely, man. This is for it all. This is to get to the big dance. This is to get to the point where you hoist that Lombardi trophy. This is good as it gets today, man.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. Obviously, we know the matchups. The Patriots playing the Chiefs, and then we got the Rams playing the Saints. Going to be some fun ones, that's for sure. And stick around all hour. It's going to be fun. We're going to break this stuff down. We'll also have a real special guest, three-time Super Bowl champion Del Hellestray, is going to join us to talk about these big games. When you have games like this, you got to get a guy that's been there. So we're doing that. Keep it close, everybody. A lot to get into, a lot to discuss. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
The new year is here, and if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, and you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, and use the promo code BARR, B-A-R-R.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Inside the 20, he is gone. Touchdown, Rams.
Let's see if they get some type of a get Kamara in the backfield.
You ready for that?
First and goal. Breeze looking to throw. Throws a fade. Touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was and the weekend that is and those AFC and NFC championship games that are going to be taking place here in just a little bit. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, in case you don't know, in case you're hiding under a rock somewhere, or maybe you just don't pay that much attention, which could be the case because you're into something else. Rams are playing the Saints. I'm talking American football, by the way. That's the NFC Championship game. Rams are 13-3. New Orleans is 13-3. No difference there, is there? Other than the home field advantage, which goes to New Orleans. New England playing the Kansas City Chiefs. 11-5 are the New England Patriots, and that's a down year, people. Kansas City Chiefs 12-4, and that was a fantastic season. They had Patrick Mahomes. Dude lit up the NFL like nobody's business. Threw more touchdowns than anybody since this guy by the name of, by the way, he's a Hall of Famer, Peyton Manning, in case you forgot. So they have themselves a great chance, man. They really do. And Mike, what I want to talk to you about, Mike, here during this segment would be the journeys that these two teams, or these four teams, I should say, that ultimately will wind up being two teams defending or trying to win that Super Bowl and hoist the Lombardi Trophy that we talked about. And let's talk about the Rams and let's talk about the Saints first in this segment. And then in the other segment, the next segment, we'll get to the Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs. But, you know, the Rams and the Saints both got out of the gates really good, bro, if I'm not mistaken. You know, you're talking about two teams that, you know, the Saints lost that crazy game with the Buccaneers, game one, and then boom. They went on that run of 9 or 10 straight games where they just were ripping up on the league. And, you know, pretty similar for the Rams where, you know, a loss maybe early in the season, then boom, they rattled off 6, 7, 8 games in a row and showed that they were going to be a team that was to be reckoned with. And to be quite honest with you, Mike, these were my two teams that I thought would be where they're at. And I thought that these were the two teams that had the most potential to get to the Super Bowl. So I'm not surprised at how these are the two teams that got here. It's just always fun to talk about the journey for all the teams that are here at this point.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of things about life are just about the journey in itself. So, you know, getting to this point for the Saints, getting to this point for the Rams is not something that a lot of people didn't think was going to happen. But when it does happen, I think this game has the ability to be a track meet today. I really do. You know, they met earlier in the season. That was kind of a crazy game. And just the offenses, man, just from a standpoint of the offensive weaponry that the Rams, that the Saints have at their disposal, I just think this is going to be a track meet. I think the defense that can step up and make a stop or two to get an extra possession out of for their offense, you know, that's going to be a key to the game. I think Jared Goff, Drew Brees has been in pressure situations quite a bit. I mean, he's going for his second Super Bowl. But, you know, Jared Goff, this is his first time through doing this. And we'll see how this young quarterback is going to respond to all this, because it is something different than, I mean, we all know this is something different than any other thing that a quarterback can experience except the Super Bowl. So from that standpoint, it's going to be interesting. But man, just get your soda, get your popcorn, sit back on your couch or your Barca lounger, you know, and just enjoy what's going to happen, man, because this is going to be fun. Saints and Rams, it's just going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about two teams that are obviously very well balanced, like you're talking about, but we're also talking about two teams that are really good. I mean, the Saints are very good, and we know how good they can be at home. I'm actually kind of shocked that they even lost a couple games at home. They were 6-2 at home. The Rams were 6-2 on the road. And you mentioned Jared Goff and his first time. Well, it's not necessarily his first time. It's his second go around with Sean McVay in the postseason, where they have a real opportunity to make some noise. You know, last season they lost at home. You know, this season they're on the road. They have an opportunity to do something on the road that's very special. And to be quite honest with you, Mike, they may have the right formula to go in there and be able to win this football game. When you think about what Todd Gurley is able to accomplish on the ground, but then you add C.J. Anderson, who, by the way, was a late season acquisition, who got cut by not one but two teams throughout this season. I mean, honestly, what were those people smoking first and foremost? But second of all, it's just such a great luxury to have that two-headed monster with Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson. You're going to have to deal with that all game long. And, you know, I don't want to say what I always say, but I'm going to say it. The game's going to be won in the trenches, bro. Whoever wins that line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, that's who's going to have success. And I agree with you. I think that this game is a shootout. I think that Drew Brees, when you look at what he did last week, that's not typical. They did not put up points, man. That was a tight football game with the Philadelphia Eagles, who, by the way, man, they had the heart of a champion too. Let's give them a little bit of credit, dude. They played well. You know, when we're talking about these two teams that are here, it's also about that journey that they had to get to this spot and where they're at. And the truth is the Saints beat a team that they should have beaten in the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Eagles had the heart of a champion, man. They battled that thing out. They played well. They went out early. They were up 14-0. It was like they didn't even know what hit them there in New Orleans. And then, boom, that's where you're talking about. And that's how I'm trying to tie this all in when you're talking about that experience factor. You know, that's where Drew Brees didn't get riled, man. I was amazed at how calm, cool, and collected Drew Brees and the whole New Orleans Saints were early in that football game when they got down early and they had to come battle from behind. So that showed me something, that they're so calm, they're cool, they're collected, and they know that if they can get things going, their offense can be really electric and they can put it together when they have to. And you know what? They didn't score a lot of points. 20 was enough to get it done. But what was really, really impressive was the defense just shutting down the Eagles in the whole second half and not letting them score anything. So the Saints are going to have that type of a defense show up against this Rams team, like you said, who has all kinds. Jared Goff has a bevy of weapons to use, bro.
Yeah, he has absolutely a bevy of weapons to use. And, you know, you're talking about the Saints and their, you know, they get down early, they show some resilience, they fight their way back, they get it done. And like you said, they didn't score a lot of points, but sometimes, you know what, sometimes great offenses get shut down and you do what you got to do and you only score 20 or 24 points. But if it gets it done, it gets it done. But what I would say that simply is this, you know, you get down like that, how great is it for that offense to look and be like, and look and see Drew Brees, you know, just to see that guy is like, okay, that's our guy. We know we're going to be okay. We got this guy who's brought us back before. He's won a Super Bowl. He's a winner. He's a future Hall of Famer. So yeah, with the Saints, you know, that defense is going to have to make some plays because, you know, you got Goff, you got, like you said, C.J. Anderson, you got Gurley, Brandon Cooks, Oregon State Beaver, just going to say, as a deep threat and probably one of the fastest guys in the whole league. So there is a bevy of weapons, and Sean McVay, I think Sean McVay is going to pull out a couple of plays today that the Saints haven't seen on offense, that the Saints haven't seen on their defense. They're going to pull out something. McVay's going to pull something out of his hat and just give them a different look. And that could be maybe the difference in the game. And C.J. Anderson, like you said, what can you say about this kid? Granted, you know, the two other teams that he had cut before, I mean, there might have been, you know, some other issues there in terms of, you know, who knows? But, you know, he was cut, and now he's playing on a team with a bevy of weapons that doesn't know who he is, and he's been able to make plays, and he's just like a human bowling ball out there, dude. He's that last game, he just bowled people over.
Look, man, that was a crafty veteran move by the Rams, a la a guy like Bill Belichick and what he does when he brings in a piece of the puzzle late in the season to figure out what can get you over the hump. I'll put that out there, man. That's what I think it was, that kind of move from the Rams. But really amazing. We're going to break it down, obviously, a lot more when we talk to three-time Super Bowl champion Del Hellestray. We'll put our opinions out there as to who we think is going to win the games and things like that. But we're just kind of trying to set the tone for how these teams got here. And I'll tell you what, it was pretty miraculous. Both the Saints and Rams all season long just played really good football. And I'm not surprised that they're here. So on the other side, we're going to talk about the Patriots and the Chiefs. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Second and two on the fake. Here comes pressure from Okafor. Foles going to let it go. He's going to go deep. He's got Jordan Matthews. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. and the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
They toss it back here to Hill. Around the corner he goes. Tyreek Hill to the end zone. Touchdown. Brady going to the end zone. Open his door set for the touchdown.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is, the AFC, the NFC Championship football games that are going to be taking place in just a little bit at 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up and follow us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so we just kind of broke down a little bit about how these two teams, the Rams and the Saints, got here, and now we're going to talk a little bit about how the Patriots and the Chiefs wound up getting here as well. Obviously not your typical season from the New England Patriots in the sense of they're usually more dominant, and it's kind of scary that we're saying that. There's a team that was 11-5, and they really didn't look all that bad, but you know what? We're so critical about how teams are and how they perform that it's the NFL especially, it's a week-in and week-out league, and 11-5, It just doesn't sound right. And I think it's more about the way that it's 11-5. That team was so dominant at home, Mike, 8-0 at home during the season and 3-5 on the road. So that to me is something that will be very interesting to see how that plays out, because we know that Tom Brady has all the experience in the world. You just got done telling me about Drew Brees and his experience over Jared Goff to a certain degree. And, you know, I agree on that sense, but you know what? Talent wins out at the end of the day, and we'll see what happens. For the most part, talent wins out. Every now and then it doesn't. But the Patriots have been there so many times, man. I think we're just so used to seeing the movie finish a certain way. It would be nice to see the Chiefs, who, by the way, had a really nice year at 12-4, 7-1 at home, really dominant for them just all season long, either at home or on the road. And they did it behind the young gun, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid, a guy that – doesn't get a ton of credit because he doesn't have that huge notch on his belt as far as getting that illustrious victory that has been kind of avoiding him for so long. But he has that opportunity, Mike, against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady when you think about that. But Chiefs, really good season. Patriots, at the end of the day, man, I know people are saying it wasn't that great of a season, but and then you have Tom Brady saying that everybody says we stink. I think it's just interesting. 11-5 is still pretty darn good. Again, I think it's just the way that it was. Not so good on the road, really good at home. They got to show up on the road today, bro.
Yeah, they do. And the whole thing with, you know, all the Pats or the underdog, I'm like, look, let's pump the brakes a little bit here. They're only a 3-point underdog. So basically they're telling me this game can go either way. And you're exactly right. 11-5 is still pretty dang good, but you know, with the Patriots, there were some fluctuations this year. They lost some games where, you know, you might have thought they'd pull it out, but they didn't. But it's still Belichick. It's still Brady. It's still the system. It is still the experience. They are, you know, to everybody that I talked to this week, it was, I'm rooting for anybody but the Patriots. That's where they are. They may be the most hated franchise in all of sports because of their success. You know, and you and I talk about, you know, you have to appreciate greatness. You got greatness looking you straight in the face right here. So you have to deal with that. You know, I think there's a lot of people out there that their hearts are saying, hey, go Chiefs, but their heads are saying, I don't want to bet against Brady. You don't bet against the Pats. They've been there. They've won 5 Super Bowls. They've been to, well, I don't know, what is it, 7 or 8 Super Bowls in all during Brady's tenure there. So this game is not going to be a up and down kind of thing like the Saints game has the potential to be. I think there's a little more defense in this game. I mean, Kansas City's defense is, that defensive line is pretty good. You know, and then you got, if Mahomes can get off a little bit, then the potential for a blowout happens. But I think Belichick's going to have something in store for Mahomes where Mahomes just can't kind of squirt out and kind of extend plays and, you know, throw left-handed passes or, you know, sidearm Dan Quisenberry kind of throws. So, we'll see what happens, but I think this may be the best game out of the two today because there's probably going to be a little more defense. There's going to be a little more nuance to this game.
We'll see, man. Time will tell. But again, the matchups, Rams playing the Saints, that's the early game, late game, Patriots playing the Chiefs. Again, Arrowhead Stadium, that's going to be electric. That's going to be crazy. The Chiefs are going to be absolutely amped up for it. The Saints, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, we know how crazy that place is. We know how loud it is. I really think that this, like you're saying, and like we're both saying, it probably comes down to a few plays in both of these games. But you said it, man. Tom Brady, the greatness that he's displayed, the 8 straight AFC championship games, he and Belichick, those are the two constant things that have been there in New England. Andy Reid, man, he's looking for that signature win, you know, and something where people say, you know what, Andy Reid just didn't win a lot of football games. He actually came through and won some meaningful football games. And I think that, you know, this is the game that could really help Andy Reid's career, Mike. How about you?
No, I absolutely agree. He's looking for the signature win. He's looking for that win that gets them to the Super Bowl so he can hoist that trophy. And you know what? How great would it be if he did it for the city of Kansas City? Like, they haven't been there in forever. They haven't won a title. It's been so long, and that's a city that's starving for a champion, especially a football champion. You know, for Andy Reid, who doesn't have respect for that guy? Like, you can't tell me that there's one person in the league that doesn't like Andy Reid. And so I think, you know, if he gets through and gets to the Super Bowl, there's going to be a lot of people pushing, you know, his stature in the league just to another level. And it couldn't happen for a better guy than Andy Reid.
No, I mean, look, when you think about the coaches that are coaching these games, you do have some of the best in the business. You know, you have a young, innovative guy in Sean McVay who has hit the scene like nobody's business and really, really helped Jared Goff progress. You have Sean Payton and Drew Brees who have been together. You know, I guess you can kind of compare them to a certain degree like Belichick and Brady because they have been together for a while and you can see the chemistry that they have. And then, like I said, Belichick and Brady, and now it's Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes. How long does that relationship go? And I think it'll last a pretty long time, to be honest with you. So I think what I'm getting to here is that things are different, but they're very similar in a lot of ways, because there's certain things that you have to have in order to have success on the football field. And that coach quarterback relationship is so damn important, Mike. And you see it with these four teams. These guys are really in touch with each other. So, again, I am not surprised that these are the four teams that are playing for the opportunity to be the two teams that will be playing in the Super Bowl. So, look, I just think if you don't like the Patriots and you're rooting against them, so be it. But don't hate the greatness that is Tom Brady. Again, when you've done what he's done for as long as he's done it, it's not luck. It's not cheating. I'm sorry. There's greatness, people. Get over the fact that there's been some bumps along the way. This guy personifies what excellence is, and this dude is, when you look up the definition of greatness, there should be Tom Brady and LeBron James, to be quite honest with you, Mike.
Yeah, in modern times, yeah, in this kind of situation in sports that we have going these days, those are the two that get the most hate, certainly for various reasons like you were saying. So it's just going to be fun to watch, you know, the path in Brady and see what kind of chip on his shoulder Brady comes with.
Speaking of fun, man, on the other side we're going to hook up with three-time Super Bowl champion Dale Hellestray. We're going to break down the games. You and I have kind of set the tone and set the table for the day, but now we're going to kind of get in depth and in detail and get some of the ins and outs from a guy that's been there and played in these types of games. So keep it close, everybody. Dale Hellestray, three-time Super Bowl champion, is going to join us on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
First down at the 14. Running it, Michelle, untouched so far, dives for the pylon, touchdown, New England.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Two more, right? Two more. So, and that's, we're going to take one at a time here, which is very important as we go. Listen, it was a great, I thought, a great all-around effort. I thought our defense stepped up and just did a heck of a job against what I think is a good offense, a great quarterback. Receivers, tight ends, a running back that's been on fire. So I thought they did a very nice job. And the offense, I thought, did some good things too. So, and then special teams likewise. So all the way around, everybody contributed. It's important this time of the year that you do that.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. That was Andy Reid, not Andy Dorf, by the way. That was Andy Reid talking about, obviously, the journey and what they've got left. A couple of games, big game with the New England Patriots, obviously, at home, Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas City, Missouri is going to be absolutely rocking, a place where they were 7-1 throughout the season. They've been undefeated there in the postseason now, too, and they got one more to get it done. Can they beat the Patriots? We'll see. And then, obviously, we've got the Saints playing the Rams, and we've also got, like I said, we're going to welcome in right now Mike Wilson. It gives us nothing but great pleasure to bring our next guest on, Dale Hellestray, former Dallas Cowboy, three-time Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys. Been a while, Dale. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing very well. Looking forward to the games today. How about you?
Can't complain. You're right, man. I'm looking forward to the games just like you. Mike is as well. And let's not beat around the bush. Let's break them down. We got the Rams going to the Saints. Mercedes-Benz Superdome there in New Orleans, Louisiana. It's going to be an absolutely unbelievable atmosphere. Before we break the game down, you've been here before, man. You're a three-time Super Bowl champion. What is this day like? How do you prepare for this moment?
Well, I don't know if you're ever prepared for it. Obviously, if you get to go to more than one, you kind of know what to expect. But, you know, back in the 90s, you always had to be out there 2 days early, which was kind of unique. And you just know you're one step away from realizing your childhood dream, and it seems so close, but yet so far away.
Dale, this is Mike Wilson. Hey, you know, you've lived through all this and experienced one of the greatest feelings in all of sports. You approach this, you know, you look at these games in a different way. What's going to be the key for each one of these teams today?
Well, to me, it's going to be really interesting. Both games have so many unique circumstances. I think you start with the AFC and, you know, everybody trying to ride off the New England Patriots. And, you know, I think there's just Patriots fatigue. I kind of go with the thought that until somebody slays the big dragon, he's still a big dragon. And I would not bet against Brady and Belichick until I see somebody do it. You know, you couple that with the fact that the Chiefs have been kind of shaky in the playoffs at home. Andy Reid. Does he get conservative in a game like this? You just don't know how he's going to respond. On the other side, the NFC, I think it's going to be fascinating. I mean, that was the Rams that ran for over 200 yards against the Cowboys last week. You know, all year long, you're talking about an explosive team throwing the ball down the field, big plays, and then they go out with the two-headed monster and just run the ball right down the Cowboys' throat. Saints, explosive offensively. You got to give Drew Brees and that offense, Michael Thomas, a little bit of an edge.
That is the voice of Dale Hellestray, three-time Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf as well. Hey, you know, you mentioned Andy Reid, Dale, and Mike and I were talking about this just before you, and we said he's looking for that signature win. This could very well be it if they do get by Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, who have done this for 8 consecutive years, which is just flat out unbelievable when you think about it. But this could be that signature win for Andy Reid, could it or could it not?
Oh yeah, definitely could. And again, you think you'd do the rest of the football world outside of Boston a favor by knocking the Patriots out. But again, it just, and you can't quite put your finger on it. To me, it's kind of like when you get a head coach, you can't write down what it is, what that is, but you know it when you see it. And, you know, this Brady Belichick team, it just, if you're not a Patriots fan, it just kind of bothers you to no end. But at the end of the day, you don't have to like them, but you do have to respect them, that's for sure.
No, that is so true. And look, I don't hate them. I'm a guy that loves greatness. I think you know that in the time that you and I have spent together. I'm definitely a fan of greatness and what Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have done in the NFL. When you think about it with all the free agency movement and just how the things work these days, it's beyond respectful, man. You have to appreciate what these guys have done together. It's been unbelievable. But with that being said, you know, when you think about all four of these teams, that player-coach relationship, especially with the quarterbacks, seems to be second to none in all of these situations. You know, whether it's McVay and Goff and how he's been able to help this guy's career and helped him develop, and then obviously the Saints, Sean Payton and Drew Brees, that marriage has been pretty unbelievable. The Patriots, Belichick and Brady, we've been talking about it, and now the new one is Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Do you think that they can sustain it, number one? But how important is that quarterback head coach relationship in the NFL?
Well, I think that you what you're talking about. I think you've got three elite quarterbacks, and in my mind, still remains to be seen where Jared Goff goes. But with those other three guys, you know what? When you have a really good quarterback, it tends to make you a really good coach. And, you know, you look at Bill Belichick before he got to New England when he was in Cleveland, the quarterback gets fired. And now he has, in my mind, the best quarterback of all time in Brady, and look at the success he's had. And Andy Reid, he's done it with a Donovan McNabb, and now he's doing it with a young Patrick Mahomes. The one thing that I always get a kick out of is everybody talks about, well, experience, you know, counts for a lot. And, you know, I've been on both sides of that coin, and to me, it's whoever plays the best today and whoever makes the fewest mistakes. And I'm just going to be fascinated to watch Patrick Mahomes against this Belichick defense. Wonder if they're going to force him into a couple mistakes, some of these things that, you know, you look from a technique standpoint and, you know, running to your right, throwing weight back across your body over the middle that people are just fascinated with. Will that come back to haunt him? Will the Patriots come up with a couple turnovers that turn the tide of the game? I just think it's going to be really fun games to watch.
Dale, you talked about the defense of the Patriots right there. And in your opinion, who has the best offensive and defensive lines of the teams that are left?
Well, You can make a case that all of them are the best and all of them are the weakest. I mean, look at that Rams offensive line. It's just amazing to me. You know, you get one guy, their left tackle, and now his name's slipping my mind, but from the Cincinnati Bengals, Whitworth, and how that can just change the entire mentality of an offensive line. But this would be under a lot of duress because that New Orleans, you know, Superdome crowd is going to be very, very loud and really hard to hear the snap count and changes in plays and things like that. So I'm kind of anxious to see. I know McVay likes to talk to Goff right up to that 15-second mark on the play clock. I don't know if he's going to be able to do that today. What's the communication going to be like? New England, I played for their offensive line coach. He's my freshman coach at SMU when I was a freshman a long, long, long time ago, and they just do it with smoke and mirrors. And then you look at Kansas City, and Norman's just really good, solid offensive line.
That is the voice of Dale Hellestray, three-time Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys, breaking down the AFC and the NFC championship games that will be taking place in just a little bit. Dale, let's break them down. Let's get your opinion on it. Let's see who's going to win these games. You know, obviously the Rams, you mentioned that two-headed monster, C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley. We know how effective that can be. And then throwing the ball, they have tons of weapons there too. And the Saints, this game could go – mega points. It could, the defenses could stand up at some point, but truth be told, I really think we're looking at a shootout. What do you think happens? Who wins this football game?
Well, you're right. It could very well be a shootout. I wonder how the Rams are going to try and cover Michael Thomas for the Saints, who just is out of this. The Rams, you're right. They can be explosive. They can now run the football. So I could see a mid-20s game. I'm going to pick the home team, the Saints. I think Drew Brees finds a way, and I think this Rams team, Jared Goff, probably a year away.
All righty. I mean, look, I think it's hard to disagree with you. I got to go. I think that experience counts at some point, and, you know, like you've said about Belichick and Brady, I've seen that movie so many times before that until it gets beaten, I got to go with them on that side. But we'll get to that in a moment. But along these lines, I agree. I think that, you know, the Saints playing at home, just one of those situations where they've got everything to play for. Last year was so hard to swallow for them, and to think that they have another opportunity, I just think that they can't let it slip by. Mike, what are you thinking?
No, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm with you. I'm with the Saints. They're in the dome. The conditions are perfect. I mean, that can help the Rams as well, but they also have the home crowd. And I think that communication, you know, like Dale was saying, you know, because McVay likes to go right up until they cut it off. I think there could be something there in terms of how that is affecting the game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. All right, so I have a feeling I know where Dale's going here, but Dale, Patriots at Arrowhead against those Chiefs. What do you think happens? Is this the same movie one more time?
Well, until I see the ending change, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You kind of know how it's going to end. And until somebody, like I said earlier, slays that dragon, I'm not buying it. And I just, the history of the Chiefs, I mean, they have their first home playoff win since early in the 90s last week. I know that's going to give them a little bit of confidence. But remember, you had 2 weeks to prepare and rest last week. You only have a week this time. Give me Tom Brady. Give me Bill Belichick with that 1 week between games.
I'm with you 100%. Hey, real quickly before we let you run, you've got a local show in Phoenix, Arizona. We're on Sirius XM channel 211 right now. Let people all over the globe know how they can hear you do your local show in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, we're on NBC Sports Radio, AM 1060. We're on Arizona time, 7 to 9 in the morning.
There it is, NBC Sports Radio, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., and that is obviously our time here, so adjust your clocks. That's Mountain Standard Time right now. Dale, as always, it's a true pleasure talking sports with you, my friend. Have a great day.
All right, enjoy the day, guys.
You too. Dale Hellestray, three-time Super Bowl champion with those Dallas Cowboys. Speaking of teams that people love to hate, right, Mike Wilson? Anyways, We'll be right back. We're going to wrap this thing up on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Double tight end, three receivers set up to the left on second and 10. Fake the handoff. Mahomes to his right. Now throws back to the left. It's caught by Darrell Williams. He's got room. 10-yard line. 5-yard line. Williams dives. He's in. Touchdown.
From the 26 of Philadelphia, shotgun snap to Brady. Long line drive down the middle. A twisting two-handed helmet high. Falling down catch. Touchdown, Hogan. Caught the ball. Hit hard. 26-yard throw. Brady on the money. McLeod was beaten. And again, the Patriots fight back on a 26-yard touchdown pass by Tom Brady.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call. That's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Hey everybody, welcome back in for the final time today, AFC NFC Championship Sunday. Doesn't get much better than that in the sports world, people. And speaking of that, I'll be back late night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to break down the week and the weekend that was in the sports world on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. But as we do each and every time at this point in the show, Mike, it is parting shot time. You are up, my friend. What's up?
Well, my parting shot simply goes out to Kansas City Chiefs safety Eric Berry. That that guy. I'm rooting for him to get to the Super Bowl. He has dealt with a lot of health issues, cancer, that kind of thing, and he's made, it appears to be a full comeback. He's going to be ready to go today. So, you know, if Barry gets there, that's a good story for all the NFL.
No, absolutely, man. I second that, dude. Eric Berry was out all season long and worked really hard to get himself back and ready to play in this football game. And, dude, you know what? It's absolutely cool as you know what. So I agree with you, man. And you know what? Along those lines, I'm pulling for Andy Reid. I just have a real weird feeling like, you know what? You need this huge signature win. It's been that kind of a season for the New England Patriots where they're a little bit susceptible to losing on the road, at least, where they're 3-5. So if there's one place I don't trust the Patriots, it's definitely on the road. But I've seen the movie so many times, man. I'm praying for you, Andy. Get it done. Let's change the end of this movie. Anyways, for everybody involved, that would be Mike Wilson, Del Hellstray, 3-time Super Bowl champion. He joined us this hour. John Poulter, and then obviously Scott on the other side making it all possible. I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Until next time.